Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Wilson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jesse Hill. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gene Hassan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. And now, play ball. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Werber steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Hassan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up towards first. Hassan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker strikes out. Two outs. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Werber steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Berg and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Werber scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hill. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Hill steals second. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hill. The throw from Berg and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Hill scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Brucker takes first base on ball 4. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. Hassan reaches third base with a triple. Brucker goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Athletics. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-1 in the game. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up towards first. Hassan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Berg reaches second base with a double. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Jack Wilson. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berg scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mills moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Mills scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kramer scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Archie McCain now pitching. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hassan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 2 in the game. Ambler strikes out. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0 for 2 in the game. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Archie McCain. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster juggles the ball. That's an error on Caster. Markham goes all the way around to score. Mills moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mills scores. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Newsom reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Markham now pitching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to second. One out. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Berg and he is out, Higgins applying the tag. Two outs. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hill. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Higgins moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. McNair moves to second. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Berg hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Higgins scores. McNair moves to third. Chapman moves to second. One out. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom misplays the ball. That's an error on Newsom. McNair scores. Chapman scores. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mills hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hill who is chasing the ball. Mills reaches third base with a triple. Markham goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5, Red Sox. George Turbeville now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turbeville fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mills scores. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kramer moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Kramer moves to third. Cronin moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Cronin scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 12-5, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr pinch runs for Eric McNair. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hill. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Higgins scores. Doerr moves to third. It's 13-5, Red Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Doerr now playing second base. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Brucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Hassan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hassan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brucker moves to second. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Wayne Ambler. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brucker moves to third. Hassan moves to second. Lynn Nelson pinch hits for George Turbeville. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Brucker scores. Hassan moves to third. Two outs. It's 13-6, Red Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 4 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.